Welcome to 26 Wall Street, better known as Federal Hall. Federal Hall is an iconic building in the financial district and home to many firsts in the United States history. If you didn't already know, before the Capitol moved to Philadelphia and then Washington, D.C., New York City was actually established as the first U.S. Capitol following the Revolutionary War. The building we are in front of now was home to the first Congress in April 30th, 1789. George Washington was inaugurated on this site. Also, two key points of American democracy were passed at this building in just 2 days in September 1789, the Bill of Rights and the Judiciary Act of 1789, which formed the federal judiciary. However, this building has much more history than just being the site of the start of modern democracy as we know it. The building was opened in 1704 as New York City Hall and housed the main city government, including the Supreme Court and even a jail. Historic events, including the protests against the Stamp Act enacted by the British Parliament that laid the groundwork for the Revolutionary War, took place in front of this building. The building also was home to the Confederation Congress, which governed the colonies after the Revolutionary War between 1781 and 1789. After only 18 months in this building, Congress moved to Philadelphia for a 10-year settlement before moving to D.C. under Alexander Hamilton's oversight. The building returned to being the site for New York City and state functions, but by 1812, the building was no longer in the same state it once was, and it was demolished, resulting in scraps of the building being sold for $425 to private citizens. The current building we're standing in front of was built as a customs house in 1842, and when the customs moved to 55 Wall Street, the building housed the U.S. Sub-Treasury. The Sub-Treasury housed millions of dollars in gold and silver in the basement vaults until the Sub-Treasury was replaced with the Federal Reserve Bank. Architecturally, the building was designed by Alexander Davis and Ethel Town in collaboration with the sculptor John Frazee and architect Samuel Thompson. The building is designed in the Greek Revival style, however, it has non-traditional dual Doric columned porticos. The building also has a large interior rotunda with a towering saucer dome and grand Corinthian columns. For the era it was built in, this type of design and construction was very advanced, and it took over a decade to complete. The vaults that house the gold and silver mentioned earlier are built out of the fortified steel and concrete. The 1883 monument of George Washington on the front steps created by John Quincy Adams is on the approximate spot where the first president actually took the oath of office. The building was designated a National Historic Site in 1939 and then redesignated as a National Memorial in 1955. The building actually closed for 2 years, beginning in 2004, for a $16 million renovation as the cracks affecting the building structure were aggravated from September 11th. Today, you can normally walk inside, but it's temporarily closed due to COVID restrictions.